16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And look forward to your call. We have talk radio. We have to have someone to talk to. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, I've been watching what's happening as far as this crisis we're approaching and the 2nd of August. Why, of course, what's going to happen if we don't have some sort of a solution between the Democrats and the Republicans? Why America is going to default on its debt, and are there going to be international repercussions? And the sky is going to fall. It's going to be a terrible tragedy, and old people will go without their Social Security checks. Medicare will shut down. All sorts of dire predictions. And as I'm analyzing what's being suggested, the Democrats want to cut $2.7 trillion from the budget over a 10-year period. The Republicans want to cut $3 trillion from the federal budget over the next 10 years. And that's really only an average of somewhere between $27 and $30 billion a year. I should say between $270 and $300 billion a year. And right now, this year, we're running a $1.4 trillion deficit. So. If we keep running deficits like that, and the deficit for the year 2012, I think is about $1.7 trillion, are we really going to accomplish much of anything? Take $300 billion out of, say, $1.4 trillion, which will be the deficit this year, you're still running a deficit of $1.1 trillion. It's really not going to accomplish much of anything other than you're going to go bankrupt a little bit more slowly. What do the Republicans want to do? They want to get through a balanced budget amendment. But if you've read it, why are there holes in it big enough to fly 747 through? It's not going to mean anything at all. They can do whatever they want to. All they need is 3/5 of the congressmen to go along with it. They can just keep spending and spending and spending. And, of course, the Republicans want to cut your taxes. How are they going to cut your taxes? Why are they going to cut your taxes and take away the exemptions so you'll spend more money? And they're going to, actually, by cutting your taxes, they're going to be able to help balance the budget. Why? By taking away exemptions, you're going to pay a higher tax rate. But, you see, we cut your taxes. We will not increase taxes. We're going to cut taxes, take away the exemptions, and you pay more money. But we've cut your taxes, and this is all madness. This is all perception. It's simply a total distortion of reality, and nobody is out there saying that. Now, basically, let's imagine that by the 2nd of August we don't have an agreement. The federal government will still have $200 billion coming in every single month. And with that, they can pay Social Security and Medicare and the military and the interest. And all they're going to have to do is cut $100 billion in useless spending. But they don't want to do that. They want to spend us into oblivion. And that is both political parties. It's all political theater. And the sooner you understand that. And then as I was contemplating that, I was looking back. When you go back and you read the newsletters I wrote in August, in October, September, October, November 2008, they're well worthwhile going back and reading because, as we pointed out, when this whole financial crisis began, the truth of the matter was there was no financial crisis. It was all created in the perceptions of the minds of the American people. There were analyses being done by independent economic centers, and basically they were showing the economy was working fine. Yes, it was contracting a little, as it should after the burst of the housing bubble, but there was no major economic problem as far as the United States. But it was created, the perception was created by Henry Paulson, by the mass media. We've got a crisis, the sky's going to fall. You ready to give us the TARP money so we can give to the corporations, so we can give to the homeowners. That's what it was all about. We need this money. We don't need it for Wall Street. It's for Main Street. It's to keep people in their homes. And it was all a lie. Henry Paulson wanted the money to give to his buddies on Wall Street. Remember, Henry Paulson had been CEO of Goldman Sachs. When he was there, he had made something like $500 million, that's what his fortune was, I think about $600 billion. He'd given up a job that was paying him $30 million a year to take a job as Secretary of the Treasury at $180,000 a year. Was that altruism? No, it was simply a vehicle of being in a position of power so he could transfer the wealth of the American people to the international banking community. But this whole crisis has been certainly manipulated from its very beginning. Do you realize that our major corporations are sitting on over $2 trillion, and they're just not investing it, at least not in the United States? They're investing in other countries, but they're not investing it here. Do you realize our banks? We have about six banks that control certainly 70% of all the banking assets in the United States. Six banks. And basically, of course, they banks are sitting on about $3 trillion in assets. They can invest it and get the economy going. They don't want to do that. This is all a matter of perception. The real goal is to bring poverty and austerity and lower living standards to the American people and to the people throughout the world. We're going to raise living standards in many countries and lower the living standards in others. And it's all part of the globalist plan of world control. Once you begin to understand that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, you'll begin to understand the debate between John Boehner and certainly Barack Obama. And remember, Barack Obama was put into power by people of great wealth. He raised over $500 million to run for the presidency. Where do you think that came from? Our number is 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call here at the American Center.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces
in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our number is 877-254-7524, and we look forward to your call. Certainly, what's happening economically is going to have a tremendous impact. The whole financial structure of the world is beginning to crumble. There's inflation in other countries. Certainly, we have inflation here of about 10% at the present time. But, of course, inflation rates in other countries is even much more than that because the Federal Reserve System has created all this money to fight this terrible crisis. The whole thing has been created from the very, very beginning. It's been created. But what they're doing is they're churning out these tremendous amounts of money and it's getting into other countries and, of course, increasing the amount of money there. We're exporting our inflation. And we do that, of course, because our people have been buying a great deal from other countries. Of course, that money then floods into those nations, and they stimulate their economy, and it's very good for a time, but you've got to keep doing that and doing it, and eventually, why, of course, they begin having inflation in other countries, and they are having inflation in most countries throughout the world, eroding the value of their currency. Because, you see, all the countries of the world are on a fiat money system because America took the world off of a gold-backed currency back in August of 1971. So the whole world is on a fiat-managed money system, and that system is beginning to crumble because it is not stable. That's why you need to have a gold backing so that politicians and evil people cannot destroy the value of the currency. We see that when you have a fiat money system, people who understand what it's all about can do very well. I mean, they can make a lot of money borrowing and creating money. When you create money out of nothing, well, you can go around and buy up the newspapers, and then you can control what people think. When, of course, you create money out of nothing, you can create foundations, and then, of course, you can buy up the universities, buy up their policies, endowed chairs, put in professors who will teach exactly what you want to have taught, and then, of course, persecute people within the academic community who want to teach the truth or want to challenge the lies that are being told to our students. When you control when you create money out of nothing, of course, you can be able to influence who gets their promotions within the military. You simply buy up people, you buy up politicians, and we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., that money can buy. Now, why do you think that nobody back there speaks out against what's going on? Why do you think most of them go along with the charade? Even though they go back and they meet very well, the first thing that happens when you get back there is they supply you with a staff. And that staff are people, of course, who are going to tell you what they being the people, the invisible government, wants you to believe. And then they take you to special orientation meetings where they tell you how the country really is run and the things that you should do and the things you shouldn't do, the things you should say, the things you shouldn't say, the things you can believe. And I've seen good people go back there who really were sincere and conservative and pro-American. And within a relatively few years, their whole worldview has changed. Because after all, you want to stay in Washington, D.C., you go along. And if you don't, they'll run somebody against you in the primary. The local media will attack you viciously. They'll arrange a scam. There'll be a woman who will make charges against you of sexual misconduct. They have all means of getting rid of people they don't want to. If they can't do that, why, of course, they just trump up artificial charges against you, phony charges. They put you in prison. They did with George Hanson, Jim Trafficant, or they simply kill you. And we've had a number of congressmen I can think of who have been killed. Hale Boggs, he was on the Warren Commission, a very well-known popular congressman. When his plane went down in Alaska, they knew where the plane was, and no help was forthcoming. And, of course, all the people on the plane died, including Nick Begich's dad. And Nick Begich is the fellow who wrote the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, and he will tell you, they killed his father, was on the plane with Hale Boggs. They knew where the plane was, and they made sure that there was no help coming. And there's Larry McDonald, what happened to Congressman Larry McDonald. If you research this on the Internet, of course, you'll find out that the plane landed on Sakhalin Island. The people were arrested. The plane was towed to sea and sunk. And initially, when people saw, divers went down, the plane was intact. They got off the black boxes. And then later on, they blew up the plane, so there's only rubbish there where it once was. But suddenly, a number of people who tracked the activities, the location of Larry McDonald. In fact, our friend Bob Fletcher only recently told me he had actually interviewed the man who was in the cell next to Larry McDonald. This was in the early 1990s. He's probably long since dead. What was his crime? He told the truth about the establishment. He pointed out that all during the Vietnam War, we were financing the North Vietnamese indirectly through massive aid to Russia so that they could finance North Vietnam, so they could maintain the war there, so they could kill the American soldiers. A great diversion, as they brought, of course, the great society and socialism and centralizing power to Washington, D.C. That's what it was all about. It was never anything about fighting communism, because we financed communism from its inception, just exactly as we financed the Nazi movement from its inception. And if you question that, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the letter we found among Colonel House's papers back at the Yale University, the Sterling Library there. And of course, William Dodd, Ambassador Dodd, writing to Colonel House is asking why 100 American corporations are building up the German war machine. The letters dated 1936. Nobody else has ever found it. We, of course, have made it available. And you need to understand, it was the American corporations that built up the Nazi war machine. After all, you have to have an enemy, just exactly as we're financing the world terrorist movement today. After all, we have to have an enemy. Just as we're toppling all those Muslim nations over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And, of course, why? We're going to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And who is the Muslim Brotherhood? Why, they're a radical Islamic movement started back in 1928 with the help of MI6, the British Intelligence Agency. This is well covered in the book we carry called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, the idea, of course, of the book is that we created this whole thing, originally MI6 and the CIA, but we created a Frankenstein that's turned against us. Ladies and gentlemen, it hasn't turned against us. We're still financing it. we're still backing this whole movement, the best enemy money could buy. How could we have a great war with the Muslim world if we don't have an enemy to fight? Somebody has to coordinate. Somebody has to bring this about. And that's exactly what's going on. And most people in government have no idea. Government is tightly compartmentalized. Very few people have to know what's really going on. In fact, that was the statement Zygmunt Brzezinski made at the bottom of page 57 of his book, Between Two Ages, America and the Technotronic Age, written in 1970. And he talked about how by the year 2018, we'd be able to create storms, and we'd be able to create droughts, and we'd be able to create new chronic diseases to disable people. And then he said, but very few people in government need to know. Very few people in government need to know what we're doing. And that's absolutely true. Very few people really do know what's going on. You see, we can't let the American people understand what is really taking place. We know how to create storms. We know how to create droughts. We know how to create new diseases. And, of course, although Brzezinski doesn't talk about that, in that book, he readily admits to what Professor Sutton had done. And, of course, Sutton was a friend of mine, personal friend, before he died. Professor Sutton wrote about how we'd finance communism from its inception. And Zygmunt Brzezinski even talks about that and refers to Professor Sutton's work. Yes, sirree, we created the best enemy money could buy with the communists. And, of course, that's why they had to destroy Congressman Larry McDonald, because he was bringing that out, and he was bringing that out in various debates. There's a wonderful debate, and you can get that up on the Internet between Larry McDonald and Patrick Cannon and Tom Braden. And, of course, he really humiliates Tom Braden, who was part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and shortly after that, why Larry McDonald takes his ill-fated flight. This is what they do to congressmen, of course, who are doing a good job and telling the truth. And last time, of course, Larry McDonald was seen, he was in the cell in the Soviet prison, and the man next to him actually was eventually released. He told Bob Fletcher all about it. Bob wanted to raise the funds to go up and actually do a filmed interview with him. And you know the most amazing thing? The important conservative organizations, nobody would help to finance it. Larry McDonald's family wouldn't help. You have to ask yourself why. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So give us a call. We'd love to know. If you have any questions about what's going on as far as economics are concerned, if you have any question about the coming war with the Muslim world, because after all, as our economy continues to contract, the only thing that's going to get us out of the economic problems we're in is another major war, and that'll get people back working. It'll get the factories going again. It will harness America's innate ability, and if we can get the free enterprise system working. And war is always great, because then anybody who criticizes the government becomes a traitor. And, of course, then we'll no longer be able to talk the way we do. That's why it's important today you begin to understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who control both political parties, the fact we are not a democracy, the fact that if you read our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, you will never see them mention the word democracy. Read any of our state constitutions. Never once see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it. So why does everybody believe we're a democracy? Because they control our reality. And because, of course, as James Madison said so well, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal security and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And you'll notice the increase of temple of violence today with shootings, senseless shootings, here in the United States, and sometimes people don't even understand why they did it. Saran, to this day, says he doesn't understand why he went in to shoot Bobby Kennedy. And but of course, we know that he did not kill Bobby Kennedy. He was standing in front, and Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. How can you be standing in front of somebody and shoot them from behind? Well, it's about as logical as most of the things going on today. But nobody ever wants to ask those questions as to why this would happen. And certainly how the magic bullet that went, that killed President Kennedy, went through President Kennedy, went through from front, from back to front, then went through President, Vice President, Governor Connally, went through his back and came out the front and went into his right wrist and shattered the bones and left all sorts of bullet fragments. Then went into his left thigh, left bullet fragments, and yet that bullet, the magic bullet, was found in pristine condition, laying on the gurney there in Arkansas. Can you explain that to me? All the lead is on the bullet, even though the fragments are in the wrist and then in the thigh. At number 877-254-7524.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm just standing back here at American Freedom Network. Our number 877-254-7524. It's an open line program. It's talk radio. We need someone to talk to. But You know, if you, why doesn't either political party speak out against the globalist programs that we're carrying out? Why do we have to have troops stationed in 131 nations? Probably it's more than that, but some of them may be just military in the embassies, but we have troops stationed in all over the world. Why are they there? Because America has an empire, and that's part of the move towards going to the global government. We're keeping corrupt governments and dictators in power all throughout the world, but we can't tell the American people that the real purpose of the American government today is to bring about a one-world government, because most Americans wouldn't want that. All they just want to live their lives and be free. But you see, the idea that we're free is simply a mirage. Everything is regulated. Everything is watched. They mean they watch us from early morning to late at night. Everybody has a number now, of one sort or another. And certainly they have their video cameras up every place. And certainly they're watching everything that's going on. Oh, it's all about the bad guys, you know. Isn't it wonderful now we can catch the criminals with it? No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to watch you. They want to know everything you're doing because they want to make sure you do not really want to organize, that there is no opposition to this move towards the tyrannical government. Certainly, everybody has a card, certainly a Discovery card, a Visa card, a MasterCard, a grocery store card, and everything you buy is recorded. Everything you buy is recorded, and there are permanent records available on that. So they have vehicles for monitoring everything you do. You have a dossier. The FBI will keep a dossier on you. The CIA will keep a dossier on you. DARPA will keep a dossier on you. NSA will keep a dossier on you. And, of course, they're all coordinated to the fusion centers. F-U-S-I-O-N. Go up on the Internet. Fortunately, even though they do a lot to try to keep the information off the Internet, it is there. Look up fusion centers. You'll find out they're all across the country. What do they do? Why, they fuse your dossiers so that they could take your FBI dossier and your CIA dossier and your NASA dossier and your DARPA dossier, and they can put them all together. And, of course, they have on computer your picture. They have your picture. How do they get your picture? Why, they bought them from the Department of Motor Vehicles in your state. They have your thumbprint. So they have the ability to watch you from satellite. They can listen to your conversations. Every telephone conversation made in America, and indeed throughout the world, is recorded electronically and is on file. Careful of what you say, because it's not someone may be listening. Somebody is listening. The same thing with the emails and faxes. Look up Project Echelon. 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 Look it up. Find out if it's true, and if it is, help us reach others. They're able to listen to your conversations on your cell phone, even when, of course, it's turned off. They can track you where you are, even when it's turned off, and then there's software in there in your cell phone that will actually allow them, to track, if they get hold of your cell phone, where you've been. And, of course, they can do that, of course, where the calls are put in. Certainly which tower those calls were made from, and they're able to track exactly where you've been all the time. And when this was pointed out, Apple said, why, we had no idea that software was in there. Oh, shucks, I wonder how it got in there. Can you imagine that? The software in there so we can track people with their cell phones. Later, in other words, if they get hold of the cell phone, goes with the information on the cell phone, it tracks exactly where you've been. and they have no idea that how that happened. And if you believe that, you probably believe that you're really free. We talk about freedom. At one time, we were a free country. But today, we have an invisible government that has the ability to track us with GPS satellites, to watch everything we do, can zoom in and even read the headlines on the newspaper that you're reading, can read your license plate from outer space. And we're told, oh, this is all about tracking the wicked communists. Well, if we're so worried about the communists, why are we doing everything to build up the economy of communist China? Why are we transferring our wealth and our manufacturing to our enemy, communist China? Why do we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the nations of the world? And people say, well, that's the way it used to be. Communist China is now spending enough money that we're not spending more than all the other countries in the world. And I'd like to suggest that the budgets that we have are probably not true at all, probably with the off-budget items that we have. We are still spending more in our military than all the rest of the militaries in the entire world. Why are we doing that? Who are we defending ourselves against? Why, it has nothing to do with defending ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We financed communism from its inception. That was Professor Sutton's work. We financed the Nazi movement. That was Professor Sutton's work, John Loftus, Charles Higham, and we carry all of those books with Radio Liberty, how we financed the Nazis from their inception, how we financed the communists. In fact, if you haven't seen my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or read his book by the same title, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You need to get it. You need to understand that the same thing is true as far as Vietnam is concerned. You need to get my four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, where I explain that Vietnam was never fought to win. It was a diversion so they could bring socialism to America. And we simply quote from the man who was instrumental in bringing this about, George Bundy, from the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. That's January 1967, an article called The End of Either Or. You can get that at your library, or we get have that here. But basically, George Bundy, a member of the Satanic Skull and Bones Organization, I said, you remember the Council on Foreign Relations, National Security Advisor to President Johnson, made it very clear that we were in Vietnam not to win, but to alter America. And as he said in the article, The End of Either Or, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to argue that we have a choice between guns and butter, that we have a choice between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our programs here in the United States, for exactly the opposite is the truth. Those who believe in the great new departures of health and education and welfare, those who believe in making our society should not strengthen the hand of our adversary. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502. Or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Family Center, La Familia in Fort Collins, says strong family connections, personal faith, and moral values are the stepping stones to what our children and this country needs. Let's put the emphasis back where it belongs and give our children a solid foundation for tomorrow. This message comes to you from the Family Center, La Familia, 309 Hickory Street in Fort Collins. Another concerned local area business interested in the safety and welfare of our community. Give them a call at 970-221-1615. That's 970-221-1615. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I stand back here at the American Network, and you can call 877-254-7524. That's a quotation from George Bundy, the man primarily involved in taking us into Vietnam and keeping us into Vietnam. You'll find in the January 1967 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society that is moving us towards this one world government, the plan of Cecil Rhodes. When he created his secret society in 1891, and he prophesied it would take at least 100 years to carry out his plan, but by gaining control of the finances of the world, of the media, of the governments, they were going to be able to bring about this one world government. And that is what it's all about. But what everybody has missed is the powerful spiritual forces that energize Cecil Rhodes and the men who surrounded him. And people have written about this, but without understanding, of course, the demonic forces which direct this whole movement towards one world government, none of this makes sense. How could you maintain something this diabolical and conceal it over all this time? Well, what Big George Bundy said was this: it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we have a choice between guns and butter, because exactly the opposite is the case. Those who believe in our great new departures in health and education and welfare, those who believe in the cause of true equality, should not strengthen the hand of our opposition by saying we should get out of Vietnam, because if we would get out of Vietnam, of course, it'd be strong a reaction against our domestic policies. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to pull out of Vietnam, it'd be strong reaction against our domestic policies. That's what it was all about. 58,000 American boys died so we could have Medicare, so we could have Medicaid, so we could centralize power in Washington, D.C., so we could strengthen the power of the federal government, weaken the states, undermine our Constitution as we move towards this great new nightmare under the control of a ruling elite. And that's what it was all about, and that's what Vietnam was about. It was never about defeating communism. How do you think a little country the size of the state of Mississippi could fight the greatest nation in the world? We rotated 10 million troops in and out of Vietnam over that almost 10 years we were there. And yet we lost the war because we never went there to fight communism. It was all a great diversion, and nobody's going to tell you that. Well, we have their own words, the words of the man, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, part of this whole demonic movement towards the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Currency, the New World Religion, because there's an intense hatred of Christianity. They've done a great job of undermining it. They infiltrated our seminaries. They changed the music and the message of our churches, and they've neutralized the church. It's because it's no longer an effective barrier. When was the last time you went to church and anybody spoke out against the move towards world government? When was the last time you went to church and anyone spoke out against torture and how horrible it is that our leaders condone torture. When was the last time you went to church and anybody spoke out against the senselessness of the war that we're involved in over in Afghanistan? We've been there for, well, pretty close to 10 years now. It'll be 10 years in October. And what have we accomplished? Absolutely nothing. Other than we've killed a lot of people. Oh, yes, oh, yes. We have kept the opium fields producing, after all. You can't have a war on drugs unless, of course, you have lots of drugs out there. And so we have the American troops in Afghanistan guarding the opium fields so the wicked Taliban don't burn down the opium fields and turn the people there against the Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all phony. It's phony as a $3 bill. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And, of course, it's open lines. It's talk radio. We'd love to have somebody call in. If you agree, you don't disagree. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have some sort of a deadline, the 2nd of August. I don't know what's going to happen. But if, certainly, of course, they say America's going into default, nothing would change other than the fact we'd have to start firing federal officials, federal government of people, and of course we have too many people working for the government anyway. In fact, when you shut down one of these departments, why, of course, things always work much more efficiently, and they could not be doing as much harm. But we're told that if this should happen, that we would begin to, we would lose status as far as our debt is concerned. Why, of course, then it would be harder to borrow money. But we're borrowing it from ourselves anyway. Who do we have calling in? Hey, who's calling in?
Good morning. It's Joe, Dr. Stan.
Hey, how are you?
Colorado. Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Well, I don't. This kind of dovetails, I think, with what you're talking about today. I had a feeling last night. Are you familiar with the scripture in the Bible that talks about Israel being tested, and if by reason of strength, she'll get another 10 years? Does this ring a bell for me? That Israel will be tested, and if by reason of strength, she'll gain another 10 years?
Well, I think that Israel is going to be sorely tested. I think that terrible things are going to happen over in Israel, and I think we should pray for Israel and for its survival.
Well, what I'm thinking about with Dr. Stan last night, what hit me was, you know, possibly they're talking about in September again that they might be dividing up Jerusalem, right? Is it possible that if Israel stands up to that and says no, that's the strength and she gains more time?
We're just going to have to wait and see. I mean, I think that they're trying to destroy Israel, and they're doing a good job of it. They've made them give up a lot of the land that they won in combat. We never gave up the land of wheat. We took Puerto Rico during the Spanish-American War, and we're still hanging on to it. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. We just have to wait and see, but I think Israel's in for a very difficult time.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321. The staff at Don's Handyman Service reminds all parents that drug abuse is a national plague. Please sit down for a loving and caring talk with your children about the dangers of drug use. Education begins in the home, not in the classroom or institution. That was courtesy of your friends at Don's Handyman Service, located in Fort Collins. They're a concerned corporate neighbor working for safer communities for everyone. They wish everyone a happy summer season, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, I've been back here. I hope you enjoy my monologue, because I always enjoy having your calls, because it's always a challenge. Anyway, of course, hopefully next time we'll get a few more callers. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. But I do hope you'll go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs there, and whether it be IP3 or whether it be, I should say MP3 or iPod or by telephone or something, by the archive programs or the live programs. But we do hope that you'll listen if you have a chance. Encourage others to listen, because we want them to listen to this station as well, because this station is doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I wish we had stations like this all over America. It would be a much better country, because if people learn the truth, eventually they recognize that they start out thinking we're crazy, and before long they're afraid we're not. I've heard this from so many people who send emails and saying, you know, when we first started listening to you, we just couldn't believe it. And then, of course, these things unfold and you begin thinking about it. But remember, they control your minds. They mold what you think. You're indoctrinated with lies in school. You're indoctrinated with lies from the media. You're indoctrinated with lies at every turn, and everybody else thinks exactly the same way. And you need to be able to think out of the box. You better make your plans. We're in for difficult times. Make your preparations, but understand then that you can have food and water and financial support. But if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're not going to be able to get through the difficult times that lie ahead, the frightening times that lie ahead, as this wonderful utopian world we live in begins to crumble from within. As the tempo of violence increases, and it's going to increase, as the tyranny of government descends upon the people, as we move into a massive war, and perhaps there will be, of course, attacks on America, and I'm talking about major military attacks, and Cindy, I think we're going to be seeing more dramatic changes in the weather. I personally believe they have the ability to do this. It's all classified, though. It's all secret. And, of course, the government is compartmentalized. And if you work for government, you don't dare tell the truth. If you do, you can be in very serious problems. They can send you to Leavenworth, or, as they warn the men on the USS Liberty, you can spend your life in Leavenworth, or perhaps it'll even be worse. And they understood what they were saying. They would have them killed. And, ladies and gentlemen, so they do have people who work for government killed under all sorts of strange and mysterious circumstances. People come forward and, whistleblower. So often people who are whistleblowers on various issues suddenly end up dead. And nobody has any idea why they died. They just up and died. And, of course, basically they are killed. And we have professional assassins. If you don't believe it, you need to get our 4-tape set on, our 4-CD set on, Deadly Assassins. I've interviewed them. two CIA assassins, and of course, and the man we interviewed, the author who tracked down the man who was paid to kill, General Patton. That's the four CD set, Deadly Assassins. We actually have the book, Target Patton. We have a four CD set on the Skull and Bones, a four CD or tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and the video on the Bohemian Grove, books on Skull and Bones. And number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one,